4422. Remember, we keep you cool with grace.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
What was the language that God gave to Adam? Was it English? Yeah, it's just a hypothetical question, something to think about. It wasn't a trick question. But what was the language that God gave to Adam? Adam being created in his own image and after his own likeness. Well, let's take a journey through this, because there's a lot I want to say, and there's a lot of scripture that I want to give to you as well. But in Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse number 1 and through verse 3, let's go there right quick. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, title of this message is The Original Language. Amen. Put it up again. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, I want to start here and lay foundation, because when God spoke this, the universe was brought into existence. Amen. God's entire bandwidth. Now, he released a sound. And his entire bandwidth of glory was suddenly made physical. Amen. Touch. It came into a reality. And from his glory, or from the frequencies that God spoke, and from his voice, all light, energy, and matter became manifest. Amen. Because God spoke, all this stuff came. Now, what we want to understand, what we need to understand, is that God spoke didn't stop. This is why the universe is constantly expanding. Yes, sir. At the speed of light and beyond. Because God released something. How many know the Word of God will not return unto him? Amen. It cannot return unto him void. It will keep on going. Amen. Till it accomplishes what he sent it to accomplish. Amen. This is the thing about God, and we must understand this about his nature. He is always increasing. Yes, sir. And expanding and enlarging. Amen? Amen? So let me say that again. When God spoke the universe into existence, his entire bandwidth of glory was made physical. From his glory is all frequencies. I really want you to see this. And from his voice. See, his glory is all frequencies. But his voice is all frequencies expressed. In order to get specific, when God speaks, it becomes physical. When God speaks, there's a glory there, but when God speaks, something comes into manifestation. Amen? You got that? All light, energy, and matter became manifest when God spoke. Now, we're talking about a language here. Language, the original language. The original language. Now, as I look across, looking at Sister Yvonne right now. She, the way she's sitting, is like she's really into this. Now, she's really like, come on, come on. Bring it on. Pen in hand, Bible open. In other words, there's a language that her body's sending off.
Amen.
A language, a frequency. Now, I'm not critical of the young people, but sometimes the young people that may not want to be in church, they'll be sitting in another dirt, you know. That, right? We pray for them. But what do they do? They're also speaking a language. Now, her language is of a higher frequency.
Amen.
Tell somebody, if you ain't on the edge of your seat,
yeah.
You're taking up too much room. Her body language, her language is on a higher frequency. It means she's sharper.
Amen.
Mentally, emotionally, she's engaged. Physically, in other words, she's all there.
Amen.
But there's somebody that's there but ain't there. Right? Somebody that's of a lower frequency or bandwidth is slumped over.
Amen.
Negative thoughts flowing through their mind, their mind somewhere else, they're on their phone.
Amen.
All kind of stuff racing through their mind, but they're not here.
Amen.
Right? So they're talking. Now, what I want you to see is vibrations create geometry, or they produce geometry. The vibrations that you exude or emanate from you, like God, because we're created in the image and likeness of God. See, the glory of God was there, but when God spoke, it became physical. You are speaking, your body's speaking. I mean, your body will talk to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And you speak with a voice too. Now, when we, I may do an example here. I brought something in, but I don't want to do it just yet. I want to lay some more things down. Because our feelings and emotions are vibrations. Our thoughts are vibrations. They cause a disturbance in whatever they are projected into. They cause a disturbance in something, whatever they're projected into. You ever know when somebody's looking, watching you, feel like eyes on you? Nobody said anything to you. But what they're thinking, those vibrations are being projected. Or even, you know, when you get into really being discerning, people use words, but it's in a sense hypocritical, because the words they say, they may be nice words, but you know they ain't nice.
Amen.
They don't mean that. You see what I'm saying? See, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we need to be discerning people. God, if you're saved, you have the discerner on the inside of you. And we need that today, so that not that we fight people, but you don't have to know how to pray. You don't want to get snared. And you definitely don't want to get snared by your own words. Amen? So negative vibrations or vibrational energy is your enemy. When you release negative stuff, that's your enemy. Because it has the power to create. Just like when God spoke, he was already carrying the bandwidth of glory, but when he spoke, it all came into manifestation.
Amen.
See, that's when someone speaks, that's the bandwidth expressed. It becomes specific. It takes on a form. In other words, vibrations produce geometry. I'll get to that. Are y'all still with me here?
Amen.
Now, there's a sound that's found in the voice of mankind. There's a sound that can create or destroy his kind. Let me say it again. There's a sound that's found in the voice of mankind. Notice, we're the only creature that's given an actual voice or language. You know, like a puppy or an animal. You can tell when an animal is wounded. You may not see the wound, but you can tell. You can tell when, like, an animal is hungry, you know, because they send off vibration. But they don't have the voice to express. You follow me? But mankind does. The sound of man is a God-given wavelength. Stay with me. That permeates the environment. God released a sound. That sound is everywhere.
Amen.
I want to show you something. That sound is everywhere all the time. As a matter of fact, everything that is upheld by that sound.
Amen.
Ain't nothing outside of that sound. It's all encompassing. The sound of man is a God-given wavelength that permeates the environment and captures the attention of all that is in heaven. Do you know angels listen to the sounds you release? Do you know demon spirits, fallen ones, watch to see what kind of body language you have? You may not be saying words, but they watch. Ah, yeah. This one's angry. This one's mad. This one don't care. This one is lustful. This one is whatever it is. They watch. They listen. Proverbs 18:21 says, "In the power of the tongue is both life and death." Life and death. Where? In the power of the tongue. When we talk about the first language or the original sound, the first or the original language, God's given us something that others don't have. No other part of creation has what we have. In the power of our tongue is life and death. Can you get that up for me? "And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, whether the fruit is good or the fruit is evil. If you love talking evil and using your tongue to destroy, you'll eat the fruit of that. If you love speaking life and you love eating that fruit, you'll eat the fruit of that. But that power lies in your tongue. Living in the decade of what the Jewish calendar calls the decade of pay, P-E-H, not P-A-Y, P-E-H. I know y'all want your pay, yeah. P-E-H is the decade of the mouth. The purpose that the emphasis is on that is that you need to be very mindful now of what comes out of your mouth.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.